Government Oversight Committee's meeting immediately in the Senate chamber. Government Oversight Committee immediately in the Senate chamber.
We will call the Senate Government Oversight Committee to order. The clerk will call the roll. Here. Thank you. Thank you for everybody for being here. Today, the order of business is to adopt Rule 39 as the committee rules. I would accept a motion to accept those rules. So moved by Senator Lofgren. Short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, Rule 39 has been accepted as the committee rules. At this time, I would accept opening comments. Senator Williams, do you have any opening comment as vice chair?
No opening comments.
Okay, thank you. Ranking member Senator Selsey, do you have any comments? Senator Selsey is recognized.
Thank you, Senator. I do have a couple of comments. This committee has the auspicious reputation of never meeting. Under this current legislature, or I should say under the last one, we only had 2 meetings in 2 years. However, there are some serious issues that our state is facing that I do think we should have an oversight meeting for. So Senator Schultz, if you'll allow me, I have a few just to note for our committee. The first and the most heinous, in my opinion, is the deaths and the sexual arousal hydration experiments on patients who are fundamentally unable to consent to an experiment at Glenwood. Second, third and fourth having to do with the COVID-19 pandemic. One is misspent CARES Act money, no bid contracts, malfeasance and incompetence with data reporting that affects just about every other state, county, and school board agency that is trying to plan for a pandemic. The firing of an Iowa Department of Public Health staffer for giving public health data to a reporter, and the private and secret COVID-19 Vaccination Advisory Committee. Those are topics that this committee could explore this year, Senator, and I hope that you will consider calling a few meetings so that we can bring these things up and get them aired out. Thank you so much for your indulgence and time.
Thank you, Senator Selsey. I was taking notes on my phone, actually, and I missed the very last item you had.
The last one was private and secret COVID-19 Vaccination Advisory Committee.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, thank you, Senator, for that. And I have no opening comments. At this time, Senator Lofgren moves we arise. I jumped the ball. I missed your hand. I'm sorry. Senator Peterson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I apologize. I put my speaker light on. So maybe if you could just inform the committee, how are you wanting us to raise our hands?
No. I didn't think to look over at the screen. That's okay.
Just a few things. Welcome to the new members of the Government Oversight Committee. This committee has the power to meet year-round. The chair of the Oversight Committee also has the power of issuing subpoenas. And for those of you who are new to the Government Oversight Committee, just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that. This Government Oversight Committee did used to meet, and I had the privilege of chairing it several years ago, and I'm happy to be back on the committee. And I appreciate our ranking member, Senator Selsey's comments about things that she believes we should be doing. I went back and reviewed some of the meeting notes from the previous few years, and it's startling how few times this committee has met. And I believe government oversight should be a taxpayer watchdog group for Iowa taxpayers. And if the chairman would yield, my question for you is, who is going to be responsible for review of the CARES Act funding and how it was spent? Will that be the Government Oversight Committee?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask some questions myself, and we'll find out.
That would be important for us to know if that will be under our jurisdiction or if you are going to have it be under the Appropriations Committee jurisdiction. Another area of concern is what's going on in our nursing homes and wondering if that would come to government oversight or if that will be going to human resources.
I'll have to look into it. Yep, but these are questions I'm writing down here.
Area that I think the Government Oversight Committee needs to look into is the millions and millions of dollars that taxpayers have spent because of mismanagement in state government, including hostile work environment and harassment that is continuing to go on across state government. I believe it was $22 million in taxpayer money that went to that just last year alone, as well as the $21 million that we saw the governor having to return to the federal government. I think it will be interesting to know who was advising the governor on spending that money. I also think that the Government Oversight Committee needs to look at procurement. Just as Senator Selcy mentioned, I have concerns about a $26 million no-bid contract and sweetheart deals that we've seen that have gone to campaign donors. Is your intention for the committee to be meeting on a weekly basis this session, or what is the intention of the committee moving forward?
It is not weekly. It is when a concern is brought up to me, and I look into it, get input from all the other senators, and decide that it rises to the level of a public oversight meeting.
Well, I'm hopeful that the Government Oversight Committee will meet regularly. We should not be having to have our concerns go all the way to the federal government, like in the case of Glenwood, the case of the boys at Eldora, cost millions of dollars, not to mention the trauma that they've endured for a case that was denied. Both cases were denied with the Government Oversight Committee's lack of willingness to take a look at that, and taxpayers ended up footing the bill. So I hope that you will be a more proactive government oversight chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Peterson. Point taken. Is there any other business? That's what I should have asked, and I would have caught that. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Lofgren moves we arise.